Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of 3 in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of 2 living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of 2 boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising 2 kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to 1 sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between 5 busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Guys, welcome back to Nursing and Cursing. Ladies, you having a good week?
Yeah. Yes.
Good. Great. So this week we are discussing the never-ending chore of cleaning your house with kids in the mix. Okay. Mm-hmm. I look back on the days of, or I just question, like, what did it used to be like before kids when you would clean and it would just stay there unless you moved something?
Mm-hmm.
Such a treat. Oh. Or just like, even if you didn't clean, it really didn't matter. Like the flip side of that, like you were just in your own chaos, but you weren't trying to find anybody else's shit in that mess. Just your own shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. It just was not. This is insane. I feel insane every day. I feel like I'm
out of control.
A hamster on a wheel, and I'm just running and running, and it's never ending. And
I thought you were going to say you felt like a hamster in that bedding, you know, when they're just like covered in that dusty bedding and they can't get out.
Yes.
That, yeah, just, that too.
I was like, yes, I know, Molly. I also feel like a hamster.
No,
yeah, I'm just like
running on a treadmill. She's getting nowhere.
Yes.
And just all the dishes. All the dishes, they never end.
Never.
Okay, how many loads? Okay, does anybody not have a dishwasher?
I don't.
Okay, Allie doesn't. So I know because I've been in your house. It's just dishes all day long, washing them by hand. We have just entered our first house with a dishwasher, and it's like a dream. But I'm shocked at how many loads I'm actually doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if I'm doing too many. Twice a day we run this thing.
Really? We're
running ours 3 times a day.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm about every 2 or 3 days. We hand wash a lot. You know how you pre-rinse? I don't know if you guys pre-rinse. I do a pre-rinse. And so by the time I'm pre-rinsed, I'm like, well, it's already clean. Just go the distance.
Mm-hmm. Me too. But Chrissy, I do a pre-rinse, but then I'm too lazy to dry it.
I know. I feel that.
I love the dishwasher because it's the place to store things.
That's what I feel like. That's why me and Jeremy both hate. And these are like truly hashtag caviar problems, but I hate unloading the dishwasher. I just fucking hate it. It makes me, I just want to throw everything like a Frisbee into the sink one item at a time.
We're going to have to go around Robin and say our worst chores.
Oh, gosh.
Mine is definitely folding laundry.
Same, Molly. Laundry.
Laundry, it's the worst one.
It's the worst one.
I'm going to say putting away the laundry.
I hate putting it away too.
I hate
so
putting
badly.
It away. And that's because you have, that's because actually.
The drawers aren't clean.
And because like to really be on top of laundry, it goes so deep. You also secretly really need to be on top of like organizing your kids' clothes by fit, by seasons, etc. And right. Like, I'm not like that. So like my kids' drawers are still bursting with summer shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Overflowing.
I'm still moving bathing suits aside to put thermal underwear in.
Yeah. And my kids, the 5-year-old who's obsessed with his clothes, changes them several times a day, has to be just right, throws fits. And when I do organize his drawers, it is 45 minutes later, they are destroyed. It's devastating.
Yeah, not worth it. Mm-mm. Mine, I don't like walking back to my laundry room or my closet, which is where I keep our clothes. Like, my kids don't store their clothes in their bedroom for whatever reason. My husband never built a closet. I don't have a dresser.
I love that, though, actually, Ellie.
We store it in the laundry room. Yeah. So they go into the laundry room to get dressed, and they've got their shelves each with their baskets, right?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But still, the laundry room is always kind of a nightmare. It's like I got a curtain hiding it. It's my shit drop zone. And my closet is like 2 inches underwater, leaking. So I can't. It's so depressing. The whole clothing laundry situation is so depressing.
Right. And people know you spend a lot of time at the laundromat as well. Oh, which is just so different. That's like next level parenting. That's
next level. I don't want to complain.
No, go.
Oh, I don't want to come in after Allie's hitting laundromat vibes, but
you've got a laundry chute.
Our laundry's, yes, but it is in the basement. And the thing about the laundry chute is I always feel on top of my game because I'm just chucking it down the chute. And then you go all the way down to the basement and it is mounds and mounds of clothing.
It's so scary. Because you can just throw it in a hole in the wall and you never need to think about it.
I throw it in the hole. Oh, I have everything's managed until we're out of clothes. And then it's like a whole thing. And then you got to schlep it up the stairs.
When my guests come, I would just be throwing everything in the chute, like backpacks, lunch boxes.
Everything. Molly, yes, I've done lunch boxes. I do like little rugs and shit. Everything goes down that chute. I've had a jam before.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy. A jam.
Yeah.
My gosh. Laundry's just awful.
What about not just like, and I know we've talked about this, not just, it's not just the chores, but it's the feeling associated with doing chores. And we've discussed this on the thread, but I know I've told you guys, I used to actually, like, I remember even when Wilder was a baby, I remember having the energy and the time and the desire that when he would go to bed at night, I would make my apartment look pretty and clean. Like, I would tidy up at night behind us, and every day we basically would start the day in a nice, clean apartment. And that's because I wanted that. And 10 years later, I can't even tell you, I don't give a fuck. I'm so over it. It's so pointless. Every time I pick something up, I just imagine the next time I'm going to pick it up, I feel like throwing it through the window. Like, I just.
How many kids deep did that feeling go away?
I feel like after Mavis was born, I just realized like, oh, it's never, okay. I'm not achieving anything. I'm just like, it's like shoveling snow in a blizzard. There's no fucking point. Like, I'm just, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I guess I wait 7 more years for Wilder to move out and then I dial in. I don't know.
I'm still in the place where I really need it. I really crave it. I want to be the person who cleans up after the kids are asleep. And I'd say I am 3 times a week. So I'm going to pat myself on the back for that.
Absolutely.
But there's also another side of me, and I'm just going to come straight up clean with my mentals. Like, I have issues with clutter, and it doesn't mean my house is perfect then. It's actually the opposite. Like, I go into this cycle of like cluttering it the fuck up and then obsessing that I have to declutter it and I can't
find
time.
You're like a yo-yo dieter, but it's clutter.
Exactly.
You're like binging and purging.
Yeah. So it's like always taking up a corner of my mind. Like, well, when am I going to get the time to clean something out? And then of course, you know, I'm just jumping on that bandwagon. I read the book a couple years back.
Mm-mm.
You know really?
Which
you know
one?
You know what she's gonna say.
Kate, don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I just can't deal.
This is really good because we have people representing all types of feelings about this.
Just say her name.
Right.
Marie Kondo. The life changing what's it called, you guys? The life changing
magic of tidying up.
Magic. How could I forget that?
Magic.
So this is a technique, it's a method, and
the lifestyle.
That kind of shit I get off on it. I loved reading the book, fantasizing about how I would do it. Then I did it. And then it just takes, you know, another 6 months to get everything set up again. But
I've never read the book or seen it, anything, never even seen a picture of this lady or anything. But oh, it took me a couple of years living in the mountain to realize it wasn't working the way I was doing it. It was not working at all. I mean, even down to certain types of furniture. I remember having this kind of comfy chair with blankets thrown over the back of it and cute pillows and sitting on the comfy chair and then feeling something on my back and being like, what the fuck? And standing up, and there was a mongoose living inside my chair.
Just a mongoose.
So I was like,
sorry, what's a mongoose?
No, seriously. Allie, you have to describe a mongoose.
Mongoose is like
a mixture between
kind of like a rat and a squirrel. It's kind of like a Hawaii squirrel.
Okay, a mix between a rat and a squirrel.
That would scar me for life. I would have had to have moved.
A mix between a rat, a squirrel, and a weasel.
Terrifying.
God. I'm looking at pictures right now. It's so scary looking.
Pull up a picture. Maybe
we're going to
post a picture of a monster.
I really love that Allie let us talk about picking up kids' toys on the floor for 10 minutes before she was like, you know what happened to me?
This little monster.
Well, I was just like, fuck, I can't have anything extra or anything nice. So really, I try to keep my house, like, it's very uncomfortable. It's Peter's biggest concern that the house is very uncomfortable. He doesn't have, like, a comfortable chair or a couch that's nice. It's a lot of wood, just like a wood rocking chair.
It's his biggest concern?
Did I say concern? It's, like, his bummer. It's such a bummer to him. He hates it. He wants, like, a really ugly, big leather chair and a remote control, Kate. Like, that's
all. I get it.
And we have wooden benches and like wooden chairs because of the mongoose experience and because I need to be able to wipe shit up.
What about your bed, Allie? Do you ever have things going on in there?
Yeah, we have. Totally. Remember, we've had chickens come in and lay eggs right beside our bed and behind our headboard and kittens born behind the headboard. But no, I don't think we've had any like rats or mongoose or anything.
A couple of pig snouts left behind when you're on vacation.
But the outdoor thing. And so it's sad because I want to have lots of fun things, but I don't. It's kind of pretty streamlined because it has to be. So that it feels like my house is most of the time picked up, but it's dirty as fuck, you guys, because it's real live dirt that's blowing in and there's no way.
I'm only laughing because it's like when I say my house is dirty, it is dirty. There's like so many crumbs.
Different.
It feels like you're walking on the beach, but it's not
earth. It's not earth.
Right. It's not earth. It's like crackers eaten a month
ago. Goldfish crumbs.
It's goldfish crumbs. It's a beach of goldfish crumbs. Yeah.
In order for my house to look clean, and a lot of people who live in coffee shacks do this, it's like, fuck cleaning your house and wiping your floors down. It just means it's time for a new coat of paint, like every 6 months. We just repaint it, and then that's how you keep your house cleaner. That's how you clean your house. You just put a new coat of paint on the floor. You're like, okay.
Yeah, if that's your tricks of the trade.
So good.
That's my trick,
So here's a question for you guys. You know, well, I don't know if you get this way, but definitely when I have guests, that's really my biggest inspiration to clean.
Biggest.
Okay? Yes.
My mother-in-law was here this weekend.
That's when I get big projects done. Like, oh, I've really wanted to hang X amount of photos on this wall. Oh, yeah. And then that's the motivation.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we've got two levels of guests. We have the overnight guests, or we have like, the guests are coming over for brunch or whatever. So there's two different levels in our house. Like if it's the overnight guest, I go deep cleaning. I go hard. I'll stay up till 2 a.m. My knuckles are getting bloody. Like I'm like, my hands are cracking from the whatever. Or there's just people coming over. I definitely have tricks of the trade for that. I have the places where I shove shit.
Yeah.
Of course. Where you can do like a 20-minute clean. Open my
power closet? Hour. We call
power
it
power hour.
Laundry shoot. Oh, right. So the closet in our bedroom. Jeremy and I, at the closet in our bedroom, basically every single thing that's on the floor goes in one closet and we close the door. We clear off the kitchen table and we're done.
It is fantastic. And then that's the kind of cleaning that fucks you for like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll be like, well,
where's my belt? Right. Where's my belt? Why does my son have no pants? Oh, right.
You have to go through the pile piece by piece. Like, you can't even clean your house now until you've gone through the pile that you shoved in the laundry room and pulled the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Because but what about stuff like so many miscellaneous shit in there?
What about things like, this is where I feel like I always struggle so much, is like, there's like tidying up where you like make the bed, load the dishwasher, whatever. But then there's like another layer that I just cannot achieve anymore, which is like mopping, scrubbing out your toilets,
vacuuming your corners,
washing your sheets. I'm sorry, I'm disgusting.
Hands and knees.
Kate and I were talking. Get to that anymore.
Kate was saying, weren't you, Kate? And I was agreeing, me too. Sheets around here get washed after people are sick.
The top bunk. Oh my God. Look, the top bunk, the girls share. I'm not going to talk about it, but I haven't washed the top bunk since there was some kind of incident in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. Never. Because you guys know what it's like? First of all, you go up to the top bunk.
Oh,
like,
my God. It's such hard work to make a bunk
that,
bed.
How do you get that fitted sheet on there? Holy shit.
You have to lift the bottom. You have to lift the whole mattress up and then do a boop, boop, and then bam, it falls back down. And you hope
Do any of you guys have either, does your husband go 50-50? Do you have a housekeeper who helps you? What?
I have a housekeeper once a month to do the deep dive clean. That's toilets, great. Tubs, awesome. Baseboards, mopping.
Bless up. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. It's once a month and it lasts about 4 hours, but it's the happiest 4 hours.
But like the baseboards and stuff, that could be a once a month job. You could almost get by with that. I mean, shit.
No, my house is doing. Are you kidding me? I feel like it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's great. That's perfect.
Chrissy, you're also really good. I feel like it. You don't accumulate. I don't know how I do it, but you don't. I feel like you're so much better than I am at accumulating shit. Like, your kids' rooms are not overrun with crap.
You know why I've been noticing? I've been thinking about this a lot about critics since I'm doing Marie Kondo and shit. Where I'm just like, okay, what's getting donated? What, like, Critics' pile would be huge of what's going to sell. And she would have it sold in a week. Like, she doesn't let things sit.
Would you guys remember when we moved into this house? You guys probably don't remember, but we have like a little catch-all basket on our kitchen counter, which of course is like the kiss of death.
Yes.
I just got rid of mine.
It's got loose change, Band-Aids, pens, but also like, I think I texted you guys a photo. I just put raisins there one day because I couldn't figure out where. I was like, okay, raisins go here now. Like, hairbrushes. And that's I feel like that's the difference between me and Chrissy. Like, Chrissy doesn't have a basket of raisins and keys.
No, I do. I'm actually looking at the catch-all right now. It has saline spray, sunglasses, mittens, baby wipes.
Okay, great. I feel better.
And one single diaper and a cookbook. Boom.
Okay, it works.
We should. Perfect. Okay, we all need to take a picture of our catch-all, except Molly just purged hers.
I have a catch-all, but I also have a junk drawer. You guys have a junk drawer?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. I don't have a drawer that isn't a junk drawer.
In the kitchen. Two of them.
Okay, good. They're awesome.
My catch-all, I was like, okay, keys that I don't recognize, tampons, toys for sure, tons of little
toys. Me too.
Always, yeah.
Business cards for people I don't know. I went sunscreen, whatever. That all makes sense. But after I put things away, I just looked at Tim and I said, watch me, watch me, watch me. And I opened the trash and I just chucked it in. I was like, now we can't put it anywhere.
But then in 4 days, you're going to start noticing little doodads all over your fucking counters. Mm-hmm. And you're going to create a new catch-all.
Doodads. I'm regretting it already, Cordy. I'm like,
you need it. Well, you should have just stored it in a
closet.
The
trash goes out tomorrow. I might go digging.
Go get it.
I also have some antibiotics in there, I'm noticing. like all
oh my god. Well, that's another place where shit in my house goes to die a slow death. And that's my bathroom cabinets have like half used shampoos, expired makeup, expired medicine.
Those are fun to go through. That's easier though.
One problem I have is that my five-year-old so casually, one of her favorite things to do when she's just walking around the house chit-chatting is she just opens, it's like she doesn't even know that she's doing it. She just opens every fucking drawer that she walks past and starts like pulling things out of it and just dropping them on the floor and just keeps walking. Wow. But it's things like crayons, but also things like broken sunglasses, little bits to computers. Like it's so random. And also strange things show up, like things from my childhood that I keep meaning to find a real place for, but I shut the door.
That's why that technique is so good, because you have to pick up each item and check them with yourself. Does this? I know, Kate.
I'm about to fucking leave this call.
But seriously, you pick it up and you say, does this spark joy? And I'm holding these things and I'm like, I've been saving this for years because it's sentimental. And what is it really doing for me? Nothing. And it would be so hard, but I would be like, okay, I'm putting that away. Done.
That picture of your room that you sent us, I'm not a believer because it wouldn't work for me, but that picture of your room that you sent us really fucking lit me up last night. It was so nice.
That view like turned on.
No,
like,
me too.
Yeah.
There, every corner got condoed.
Time for a quick sponsor break, guys. I want to talk to you about Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle. The meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, Mediterranean, heart smart, lean and clean, keto, gluten-free, and omnivore. The recipes are quick and easy with step-by-step instructions, chef tips, and beautiful photos to guide you along. Green Chef makes achieving your 2019 goals easy with dinner options that work around your lifestyle and not the other way around. Green Chef's expert chefs design flavorful recipes for your lifestyle that go way beyond ordinary substitutions. You guys, I love the way the package comes. I get so excited to know that dinner's going to be handled. The packaging's awesome. I've been doing paleo, and the other night I made the most amazing mango sriracha chicken. It was so delicious. There was chicken, and we cooked in mangoes and a sriracha sauce, roasted sweet potatoes with a ginger coconut sauce on that. My kids loved it. My husband loved it. And I am not a good cook, you guys, and this just makes me feel so badass. So you guys, for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/nail. For $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/nail. Thanks, guys.
I'm going to go ahead and say I'm way too good at that process to where
I have
nothing sentimental. Unfortunately, I've gone over the edge. I've thrown away things that I can never get back. And I've done it to my husband's family heirlooms as well. And it's a real problem.
Okay.
Have a place in the last 5 minutes, you know, this week, then fine. I can find another one at the dump next week.
What's how I've been living. Okay. I am so sentimental.
Right.
Me too.
I remember in LA, we back before kids, we were like, how do we organize this? And we each decided we would each get a sentimental box. Mine's like both things, but I need another one.
Me too, Molly. Me too.
For the record, I have to say it.
No, none of my husband's heirlooms. I shouldn't say that, but like a fucking.
Okay, backpedal.
I have to backpedal. I've never thrown away. But definitely, you guys know.
I get it. My mom is the same way, Allie. She has gotten rid of so many things where I just have been so upset. Like baby pictures, you guys. She's so weird. What's the point? I'm like, what?
I mean, fuck. I'm going to tell you. Betsy was the same.
I have nothing.
Me and Allie's mom was the same, but I can pinpoint moments in my childhood where I came home from school and my stuffed animals weren't there. And I am 30, going to be 39 this year, and I am still longing for Snowball, my long-armed monkey. Mm-hmm. It just disappeared, and she just said, I don't know where that is. Well, looking back, Mom, I know what you did, because I'm doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
She took a trash bag to our entire room.
But just how weird, like when my grandmother passed away, she just got rid of my grandmother's jewelry. She wasn't like, hey, would you like to have some of these treasures from your grandmother?
She was in the she was in a condo mode, girl. She was Marie Kondoing that all of that shit. She just had to get in and out.
She was like, sorry, Nana, it doesn't bring me joy.
It's so okay, you guys. It's so okay. Oh, we are all going to end up dead. Just letting you know. And they're material things. Yes, they hold a weight and it's good to have some, but it's really okay. Most of it.
No, I'm with Critty. Because
I would have loved a necklace of my grandmother's to remind me of her.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I?
It's crazy.
What about the pointlessness? My least favorite item in my house is stuffed animals. I'm so sorry about you.
I hate them.
I'm so sorry about Snowball. But I hate them.
I know, you're right. You're right. Stuffed animals.
Why do my kids come home with a new one every 3 days just from somewhere? They just fall from the sky.
Like, they don't do anything. They don't do a fucking thing. And each one is the size of a pillow, but they're fucking useless. Like, our whole house is padded.
The minute you get rid of one, my son is like, where is my blah, blah, blah? He knows.
Oh, yeah. Well, you knew about Monkey.
Do you guys put him in? I just took a fishing net, you know, the old trick. Yeah. Big fishing net and just hang him from the ceiling. They're so out of reach.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a Lisa Frank straight for the 90s. She's got a hammock of stuffed animals. She's got a hammock of stuffed animals. Yes.
So mine's not a hammock. It's literally a fishing net, and I just shoved them all in and hung them from the ceiling. Like,
do they access them?
No, of course not. Ever, never access them.
Then delete them from their lives.
Yeah,
mine are accessing them.
They are not.
Where's mine?
No, they're only accessing them because they have access to them.
Pete's listening to this, or somebody's going to tell Pete, like, Allie did make a hammock for the stuffed animals, but she also did throw away your family heirlooms.
I didn't make a hammock. I took one of their nets and I just shoved them in. Oh my God. I'll send you guys a picture.
Jeremy is very, very sentimental. I think you guys have seen pictures. I literally am filling trash bags and he's, no exaggeration, behind me taking stuff out. Mm-hmm. We come from completely opposite places. Every single thing sparks joy when Jeremy holds it, every item. Mm-hmm. And he, every single stuffed animal, he'll be like, oh, no. Gene gave this to Wilder when he was 6 months old. I'm like,
okay.
But that was a decade ago. Like, can we go? Can we move on? No, it's in the basement. It's in a closet in the basement.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How much do you guys think that your cleaning styles stem from your mom or somebody in your household?
100%.
Me too. I know that, mind you. Do you guys feel like you have the same style as your mom?
I'm definitely tidier than my house was growing up. 100%. I'm cleaner. Well. I'm way, way tidier. Nobody at my house got really gross growing up. Okay. My house now, it gets overwhelming, but it very rarely gets like, and you guys might not believe me because I did tell you a story about how I found cat shit under the radiator, but it very rarely gets like disgusting. It just is constantly grimy.
Right. Yeah. And so do you guys have those thoughts? Like half of my motivation, and this is probably so sick, is that I look around in the eyes of my children and I'm always like, oh, how are they going to remember growing up? Are they going to think we lived in like a nasty shithole?
Wow.
Do you guys ever go there in your mind?
I do all the time. So obviously this has something to do with the way we were raised. Yes. Well, we were punished with chores, Allie. You're going to vacuum the living room. You're not going to wait to scrub the...
You're going to wash the walls. You'll wash all of the walls in the dining room.
We were assholes. That's how we would be punished. She's so smart. And then Allie and I, like... Wouldn't it have been just easier to vacuum, but we would put sneakers on and run our sneakers sideways across the carpet to make the lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, sneaker vacuum.
Yeah, sneaker vacuum.
Love that trick.
Because you just need to have a secret fuck you.
So, and then I think that like we can't end this without touching on, do you include your children? Are you teaching your children to clean? Is that a chore? Like what?
Only I'm not great about it.
Me neither.
The kids help with food prep. They're not bad at food prep. They generally do things when I ask them, but no, my kids are not. But a lot of that is because
you can do it quicker and faster, and it's annoying to have them do it. Exactly.
I want to throw their stuff away, so I don't want them to put it away. I want them to go away so that I can throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Right? Been there.
If I have time, I'll do it. I'll do it. Like today at lunch, I was like, I'm big on the, I'll pick a number. Like everybody in the house needs to clean up 9 things or 11 things or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to teach him like to tidy his room before he goes to sleep at night. But again, there are nights where I'm too tired and you're right.
We just do on Sunday mornings when I'm like really just wanting to clean. I'm like, everybody does one chore, just pick one chore. So I'll be like, Levi, go clean up all your toys, put them away.
Yeah.
That's Garrett. Go. I just delegate one thing to do. I'm like, it's Sunday cleanup, and we blast music and do like 20 minutes.
That's good. I do tell my kids, if you leave it out, I'm throwing it out.
It's a lot more time, and it's not going to get done perfectly. And it's putting in the time now, like so many things with raising children, right? If we teach, and I'm not very good at it, I'd rather just do it myself and do it so much faster. Because I don't want to hear them whine and scream about it and not do it correctly. But if we put in the time.
Sorry.
That's okay. You do it every week.
That was. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. I got a new phone.
No.
Lies.
No,
I'm with you.
Lies. I'm
it's
done.
Not. It's not. Because when are you going to teach him? When he's 15? Like that's
too late. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, just a reminder for all of us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a mistake.
Okay, go ahead with it. We're waiting now.
And action.
Nailing it and failing it.
Ding. Really some janky text.
Anyone?
Okay. Nailing and failing. Who wants to start?
I'll start. I have a nail. I already told you guys, but I'm just going to share it with everybody that today someone left really gorgeous flowers at my doorstep.
Wow.
I don't know who. There's no note. Maybe it was an accident.
Wrong address.
I'm going to think that maybe.
Maybe it was a high school boyfriend.
Oh. Could have been. Here's hoping. Anyway. I'm just going to pretend they were meant for me and just love it. And then my fail is the other night. I'm just always doing everything in a hurry, even when I don't need to be. You know how, like, even when you get to eat without kids, you're just eating really fast. Like, everything's just so rushed. So I'm just rushing to get ready to bed, even though there's no fucking reason. Washing my face, doing everything I need to do to get ready for bed. And I grab a cotton swab, chuck on the eye makeup remover, swipe it across my eye, and fuck! Screaming, what the fuck? And it was nail polish remover.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
That is classic Critty right there.
Classic slow down.
Could have gone blonde. Could have gone blonde.
It hurt so badly, you guys. So slow down, y'all. Slow down.
Oh, could save a life. Could save an eye.
Save your vision.
Jeez. All right. Okay, I got one. My nail is that my husband and I went out on a dinner date on Saturday. And it's been a very long time, guys, but it was awesome. We sat at a bar and ate at our favorite joint, and it was delicious and fun and simple. A little reconnect. And then my fail is, once again, just embarrassed. But Goldie, she's 2, just cute as a button, and I took her socks off today while I was changing her diaper, you know, like peeled them off with her pants. And I'm like, oh, she's got a little lint in between her toes. And I kind of examine further. And she's wiggling. She will not let me look. But I grabbed and looked closely. And guys, I mean, I think she like has like fungus growing. It's more than that, Kate. It was like physical matter. And then when we like really pinned her down to examine, we were both like, holy shit. It like smells so bad, as if her feet have never been washed. Let me be clear. I bathe my daughter every day.
You need to condo between her toes.
Yeah, you do. Oh, you are concentrating on the wrong thing.
You're like, guess what?
Drawers are clean as fuck.
I fucking hate you, bitches. You're not supposed to be judging me.
No. We're just kidding.
The head to toe yeast infection. So
yeah, it could be yeast or something. No, she needs to just get a little. Too bad we don't have Sarah tonight. We need Sarah Molly to make you feel better.
What about just a quick rinse and some Lotrin between her toes?
You know what? All I had was Head and Shoulders.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
Wow. You and Allie are so related. I can't believe you didn't reach for
all I had was a little Windex. And
didn't
I
didn't have any date. Had just run out of the Honest products. And I was like, oh, wait. But like Head and Shoulders is for like
fungus
in your head. I'm just going to rub this between her toes. And she was screaming.
Okay. He with fungus?
So why? Does it hurt, Molly?
Molly, I feel like you're getting a lot of... I feel like a lot of this information is wrong.
Molly, so wait, it hurts her for you guys to touch in between her toes?
She was screaming as if it hurt her, and I was like, Goldie,
you diagnosed her with dandruff of the feet.
She would, when she calmed down, she shook her head, no, it doesn't hurt. And I said, do you just not like it? And she said, I don't like it. But Allie, I don't know.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to check it since I like washed it, but she was thrashing. So she has a doctor's appointment on Thursday just for her well checkup thing. So I'll just check.
Okay. Right.
I got to get it cleaned up before then because I get so embarrassed at the doctor.
You shouldn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot worse things happening out there, sister. A lot worse.
You did find it. So
yeah. Like, don't share this as a nail fail. I'm like, babe, I've shared worse. Okay, it's getting really quiet. Who's next?
My nail is like really my fail is really similar. Well, okay. Kind of. And I this is actually like almost a month old, and I already texted you guys. But at the right before Christmas break, the kids and I went in for a day to the city to like do some Christmassy things. And the plan was to meet Jeremy at his work after the work day and all come home together.
Yep.
And we hit a food truck for lunch, and then we saw a show, and then we went to go meet Jeremy, and it started like pouring down with rain, and all of a sudden it was later than we thought. So we were like, okay, time to go home. Sorry for the long buildup. So we're leaving my husband's work, and at the bottom of his office building is like a super gourmet grocery store. And it's like in the, you know, the bottom level of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking through that grocery store, and I look over at Wilder, and he's like turning green. The color is like literally draining from his face, and he looks so clammy. I was like, baby, okay? And he's like, I don't think those fries were really good, Mom. I was like, okay, babe, you're going to be fine. Let's just go outside and take a couple deep breaths of fresh air. It's going to be totally fine. And he's like, no, it's not. And then as he says the word not, Okay, we're in a grocery store where every apple is $6. Like, there's nothing you can buy unless you have a $10 bill. He starts to throw up. And of course, like so many moms, I'm obviously trying to catch the throw up with my bare hands. I'm feeling every time is slowed down, and I'm noticing that the vomit feels so warm, and it's literally trickling between all 10 of my fingers.
Oh my God.
But some of it is sitting like in a bowl, and Mavis and Edie, of course, just start screaming like, oh God, Wawa's throwing up. Oh my God, gross. Wawa's throwing up, Daddy. And all eyes are on us. The manager is coming over, and he's like looking freaked out. But as it's all happening, this guy comes walking towards us, and he's on his phone. Like, he's staring into his phone, and I can see it happening in slow motion, and I'm really trying to like get his attention, but I can't wave. Okay. I can't use my hands because they're a bowl for vomit. And I'm like, sir, sir, sir. And he locks eyes with me for 1 second and goes skidding like a movie, skidding through a pile of vomit. He grabs my hand and he pulls us both down.
Oh, God.
His earbuds, all I see, this visual is going to be in my mind until I die. His white earbuds are just spinning in a pool of vomit. Just, it's like little waves are just splashing over the earbuds. He's going, like, imagine 1 minute you're literally texting your friend, you'll be right there. And the next minute you've collided into a puddle of vomit. He stands up, his coat is like slicked with vomit.
So he's wiping his hand.
We're both saying we're sorry to each other over and over and over again. And I go, the only thing I can think of to do is I pick up his earbuds from the vomit. I'm like, do you want your headphones? He just looked at me like, this woman is fucking crazy. He was like, no, you can keep them.
Ran away. My God.
Oh God.
That's like a cartoon, Kate.
Yeah, totally.
It was like a cartoon. Oh, wow. Anyway. And that's that.
That kids. Mic yep. drop.
Nah, totally.
I just got a visual on Allie. You guys see her?
I know. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, bye.
I have a nail. My husband turned 40 this past weekend. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Never been with a 40-year-old before. Never. Wow.
Damn, girl.
No. Wow.
How old was Coach? No, he was like 20.
Oh. What did you just say?
I said, how old was our coach?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. I didn't hear what was just said.
No, just keep
we
going.
We had a birthday celebration, and no, I just had a moment. This is my nail. We were on the beach, and he had my kids out in the water, and it was just a great day. And I looked around and thought, is that nail failing again?
Sorry. I'm just trying to set it up. I don't know.
Okay. I give up. I love you guys a lot.
Okay, keep going with your story.
There's nothing else to the story. It was just a moment of severe gratitude where I was like, wow, okay.
Oh, God, I waited.
Where I need to be later. Done. Wow. Done. It's over. See you guys next time.
Your nail was just that you could step back and say, this is great.
Yes, that's it.
That is a huge nail. That is a huge nail because a lot of the times we can't see the forest for the trees and we're in the weeds complaining about how hard it is. Allie is so right. Perspective is important.
It's great. Yeah. Mega so nail,
just
babe.
Just have a nail.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Nailing it and failing it.
These are the times I drink wine is when this shit fucks up.
Oh, it was a rough one. It was a rough one tonight, guys. Love you.
Okay. Who's going to go watch Victoria right now?
You.
I'm going to go. Good night, babes. I love you.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
In my closet. Bye.
Good. Send me pictures.
Check us out next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where it's safe to admit that you just left your kid in the car.